The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The 2020 District 6A tournament is coming on, leaving the entirety of Bulldog Nation hungry for more of their district champion hooping heroes. The appetites of the black and gold faithful should be heartily filled tonight as their 26-3 Clay County Bulldogs are back at home in Salina, where led by head coach Rob Edwards, they'll begin their quest for a fifth region championship in 6 years. For the second season in a row, the opposition for the region opener comes in the form of the 6-23 Hawks of Richard Hardy Memorial School and head coach David Jones, who have made the 2.5-hour commute northwestward into what's going to be the most hostile environment they've seen this season. The Dogs are at home and heavily favored, but this is elimination basketball and anything can happen. Join us as we prepare for the Bulldogs and Hawks. It's the Region 3A quarterfinal.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, for new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon and Bat Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, give an in-depth tournament update, preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solution. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our third Bulldog coverage of the postseason. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to describe the action for you tonight. Joining us soon will be former Bulldog head coach Thomas Watson, and for now I'm accompanied by the Horizon Sports Network's very own jack-of-all-trades, Thomas Weaver.
Thank you for the kind introduction, as always, Daniel. We're back here where we should be for the opening round of the Region 3A tournament, home sweet home in Salina, and I hope it's not our last return to the promised land here, and the Dogs get back here in a little over a week.
We're heavily favored in this one, but you never know. This is elimination basketball.
Right, and tonight's one of those that Clay County's supposed to win, just like you said, over Hardy Memorial here tonight. And, you know, kind of one of those afterthought victories, and expected to set up the fourth meeting with rival Pickett County next Tuesday night at Livingston Academy. You know, both 6A teams got a win first tonight, Daniel, but it's hard not to look ahead to that one.
It is. I'm going to address that one in the postgame show. Can't hard to bring myself to talk about it before this one's over.
Totally understand that for sure. You know, there's one group that's never been an afterthought, Daniel, and that's our long list of sponsors. We can't thank them enough. First year that we're going through this postseason tournament run here on the Horizon Sports Network, and if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't, and we hope we get to do several more all the way down to Murfreesboro.
Yes, sir. And we hope folks will pick up a copy of our newspaper, the Dale Hollow Horizon. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of that paper that we started several years ago, and those cover each game, including tonight's, and the ones we've already done in the next week's paper. But, of course, it won't be out until next Wednesday. So instead of chronicling what's in print, we're going to summarize what will be written about the Dogs' district championship victory over Gordonsville in our Dale Hollow Horizon recap. You know, Clay County came out like champions in that one, Daniel, and scored 11 unanswered to start the game before claiming a 20-2 lead midway through the opening period. And the Banyans, they rode to the title. The Tigers did get as close as 8 with about 3 minutes left in the first half. But the Dogs doubled that to a 16-point lead at intermission. Seniors Mason Sharp and Jake Ashlock paced Clay County to victory with 16 and 13 points respectively as they increased their margin to 52-33 by the end of the third period. And then it went on to claim the title by a final score of 59-44. Gunner Silk and Jeffrey Spivey, who joined Sharp and Ashlock on the all-tournament team, both added 7 points each. Tournament MVP Grant Strong had 6. Alec Kerr and Keaton Arms, the freshman, had 4 apiece, and Eli Smith had a bucket in that contest. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like we went through in the recap, in your Dale Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we prepare for Clay County's Region 3A tournament opener here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Dale Hollow One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hollow One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. ITIN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Time now for the Budget Pest Control Tournament update on the CarQuest pregame show. This is the region quarterfinal. There are 64 single-A teams across the state that are playing tonight in boys basketball, 32 of them in the east. We see, looking around our leg of the bracket, Sail Creek and Monterey are playing tonight in South Pittsburgh. I said Sail Creek, I'm sorry. South Pittsburgh and Monterey are playing in South Pittsburgh. Gordonsville is at home against Whipple. Clay County is at home against Richard Hardy Memorial. And Pickett County has traveled up to Van Buren County. Coach, do you see any upsets around? I kind of figure all four of the District 6A teams will advance tonight.
Well, if they follow suit like the girls did last night, they'll all four make it in. But, you know, as you said before, that's why we play these things. You know, things have happened, and, you know, you've got to be on your toes because this is a one-and-done thing right now, so you got to be careful.
You're right. It is an elimination game. Hopefully Tuesday night from over at Livingston, we'll have more of a bracket update to do after we've played this opening round of quarterfinal games. This has been a brief tournament update brought to you by Budget Pest Control, winning the war on pests.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Now we'll wrap up the CarQuest pregame show with the full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashdod & Strong Insurance. Thomas, let's make sure we cover it all just like their agency does. You start.
Well, Daniel, my policy tonight is for the Dogs to use this one as a tune-up for what's to come. And get it over quick. Like I said, this is one of those afterthought victory games. You're supposed to win and win big, and that's exactly what Clay County needs to do. Come out, leave no doubt early, rest up for the next one, and get these young guys some playing time. Don't you think, Coach?
Well, yes, absolutely. But, you know, but the starters do need to get in a minimum amount of playing time because, you know, we've only played a couple of games here in the last
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's... I know it gives us a chance to rest a little bit, but it's also made us a little bit rusty on some of the points of the game.
Yeah, that's true. I thought when we played Pickett the other night, you know, they had played 3 games in a week. We had played 2 games in almost 3 weeks, and I thought that little part was in their favor. Any strategy tonight other than just do what you do best?
Well, that's what you do every night, isn't it? You got your things that you do. Go out there and do them, and if any changes are made, make them try to do things to stop you.
Yes, I think we will see that tonight. Richard Hardy, a 4-seed, coming in against this 1-seed Clay County Bulldog team. This has been the Full Coverage Final Word brought to you by Ashcock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And he's got Clay County covered. Folks, we are preparing to play the national anthem here at Clay County High School. We will be back after this short break. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioFriend services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, it's time for the Subway Boys starting lineups. I do want to mention that we have a new addition here to Clay County High School, a huge 18-foot by around 12-foot flag that drops down, motorized into a box that's hanging from the rafters. It was bought by Macon Bank and Trust Company. Very grateful to them for doing that. It's just a great addition, isn't it, Coach?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of the schools have been doing this, and a lot of the major colleges and things, and it's great that we now have one of these because it has a little more character to it when we start this thing.
Certainly does.
And you can't beat the rendition of the national anthem by the Pea Ridge Gals either, Daniel.
That's pretty good singing.
I wish that they would do that every time we played anywhere. All right, let's get these Subway Boys starting lineups underway. Richard Hardy, Memorial Hawks, the visiting team, they're wearing all black tonight. Top and bottoms, they do have gold numerals on those jerseys. Their head coach is David Jones. They're 6-23 overall. Coach Jones is in his second season as the boys' coach down there. Starting for them, a freshman number 2, Wyatt Hovey. A freshman number 3, Eli Joyner. An eighth grader, that's right, an eighth grader, number 15, Terrence Palmer. A junior number 21, Carlos Wong. And a senior number 30, Anthony Rector. The Clay County Bulldogs, 26-3 overall, District 6 tournament champions. Their head coach, Rob Edwards, in his 20th season, he has a 445 win to 188 loss all-time record. Starting for the Bulldogs, a sophomore, number 4, Jeffrey Spivey. A sophomore, number 11, Grant Strong. A junior, number 31, Gunnar Silk. A senior, number 24, Mason Sharp. And a senior, number 1, Jake Ashok. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because fresh is what we do. We have a huge crowd on hand for the Bulldogs. Only a few have made the trip up from South Pittsburgh, Tennessee for Richard Hardy Memorial. It is a small school that is in South Pittsburgh, which is a small community to start with, to have two high schools. I see maybe 10 to 15 at the most on hand. I don't even know if it's that many, 2 or 3.
You know, Daniel, I was talking to my good friend Terry Everett earlier, who lives in South Pittsburgh. He said they only have about 75 students in that entire school, so pretty good crowd for them, probably.
Well, for a 2.5-hour commute, certainly the truth. Jake Ashok going to step in to tip it off.
I guess we can commend them. They are here tonight, unlike
sure.
last night.
Right. Their girls forfeited.
Right.
Didn't make the trip to Clark Range. Kind of curious because, I mean, this is a 4-1 seed 2. Jake Ashlock controls the tip. He's got it out top for Clay County. Coach Edwards starting off with Gunner Silk at the point, as usually is. I thought Ashlock was going to take care of it, but Silk comes up and gets it. Goes baseline to Strong, who has a great assist to Ashlock. First 2 points of the game scored. Just a little baseline high post pass from Strong to Ashlock. And here come the Hawks of Hardy Memorial. All the way coast to coast to the hoop is Eli Joyner, a freshman, and he evens it up 2-2. Clay County going to have to play early in this one at least. Bulldogs basketball. Jake Ashlock, left baseline, kicks it back out top to Gunner Silk. Now swings it around to Mason Sharp, three-pointer left wing. No good. Rebound Ashlock, putback's good. Jake Ashlock has all four of Clay County's points 45 seconds into this contest. Full court pressure being applied.
Talk about Ashlock starting off at the point. What changed there, Daniel? The Hawks were in a 2-3 zone. Ashlock went to the free throw line, and Strong went to the baseline, and we saw the result of that, and we've seen it all year long.
Gunner Silk picks up a foul there on the floor on the inbound play. Hawks inbound from their sideline. Eli Joyner running the point here in this region 3A quarterfinal game. Mason Sharp defending Joyner out top. Joyner playing really slow. Has things isolated. Acts like he wants to drive against Sharp. Starts to do so and loses the basketball. A teammate comes up with it. Looks like it's number 30, Anthony Rector, on the outside, one of their premier shooters. He passes back to Joyner, who drives the lane, misses the layup. Rebounded by Rector. 8-foot jumper's good. And we're tied up at 4. A tip for a tat so far, Coach. Grant Strong quickly into the front cut. Court easily lays it in. Nice little move across the lane, and he scores from right block. 6-4, Clay County in front. Gunner Silk with a steal on the inbound. Nice assist to Jeff Spivey. Spivey fouled, though.
Good pass.
The assist won't be credited as an assist due to the foul and the missed basket. Spivey goes to the line to shoot two.
I think that needs to be changed.
Yeah.
If you score two foul shots after a good pass like that, you should get an assist.
I agree. It'd be a nice change. Silk with a good look.
If you hit them both.
Spivey releases the first, and it's good. He's halfway there. Second shot's away. Also good. The Hawks inbound. They work it in. Get across the timeline. Hovey has it. It's stolen from him by Grant Strong. Strong now across the timeline to the other end. Passes ahead to Mason Sharp. And the ball goes out of bounds. The two couldn't get together on that one, and the Hawks going to have a chance to come back. They are trailing right now, 8-4, early in this one, 6:11 mark of the first quarter. Hardy Memorial inbounds, another steal. Gunner Silk in the backcourt comes up with it. Looks like a kick ball. Should have been blown dead, but they don't do so. And here's another trouble inbounding for the Hawks as we see Mason Sharp knock it out of bounds. Full court pressure is giving them trouble, Coach.
Yes, but, you know, they're wanting to go up and down the floor and shoot the basketball. I mean, they're not going to slow down, don't look like. It looks like they're one of these full steam ahead teams.
That's so true. When they do have it, they try to play at a quick pace. We see them slow it down now, trying to end up with a good play. Joyner kicks it outside to Hovey, who fires a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded, though, by Carlos Wong. He keeps it alive, has it at left wing for the Hardy Memorial Hawks. 10-4 the score. Clay County's in front at this point. 5.5 minutes, Thomas and Ticken. What do you think so far?
Well, Daniel, I agree with Coach. You know, once they get it across half court, they're going to be methodical, trying to, you know, shorten this game if they can, because they just don't have the ball handlers. Coach Edwards on the other end speeding it up. The Strong gets another steal. Outlets to Sharp for two, Daniel.
Mason Sharp adds his first point to the contest. Wong with it comes across the timeline. Kicks it ahead to Palmer. Palmer's pass stolen by Spivey. Clay County going to have a handful of steals tonight if this keeps up. Spivey comes down and loses the basketball. They're going to say a foul, though. And I think they're going to credit Spivey with this one. They do call it on Spivey. Looks like perhaps Joyner had committed the foul first, but Spivey's the one that gets called for it. There might be a good crowd on hand, but awful quiet here in this Clay County gym. Not hardly like it was over at Livingston during the district tournament. Joyner comes across the timeline, passes it into the backcourt to his teammate.
Yeah. Get his feet down.
And that's an over and back turnover. Clay County now going to have it. That's the first time I've seen that during our broadcast season.
Yeah, Daniel, virtually no atmosphere here. You're right. I mean, like I say, it's one of those afterthought type games that that Clay County's supposed to win. You can see they're up 12-4, and not even midway through this first quarter, make it 14. As Strong catches it in the middle for two more.
Assist from Ashlock as Strong adds more points to the board, and 14-4 the score. Palmer has it for the Hawks at left wing. He's defended by Strong. Kicks it in the left corner to Wong. Wong back out top to Joyner. A very young Hardy Memorial team. They started two freshmen, an eighth grader, a junior, and a senior. Currently one of those freshmen, Joyner, with it. He's a good-looking basketball player. He is the primary ball handler. Creates some space against Gunner Silk, which is a hard thing to do. Gets a shot off. It's no good, but rebounded by Wong. Wong kicks it back over to Rector, who fires a long three-pointer and drains it. 14-7, the score. Coach, I watched a little film on this bunch earlier in the week, and Rector, number 30, will fire it from anywhere as he gets a steal now, going to have an open layup attempt, and he scores. All of a sudden, it's 14-9. Clay County better keep their wits about
that's
here.
Right. I mean, this much is not to be taken lightly. I can see that already.
Bulldog basketball, Ashlock in the paint, dished across to Sharp. The pass was too high, though, and another Clay County turnover.
A couple of three sloppy plays here by us.
It's hard to get up for a game like this, Daniel. As we both know, you know, when you're supposed to win, and you see it here, is Clay County is kind of lethargic on the last two possessions. Got up big, you know, went up by 10, and then Hardy Memorial with five straight unanswered to cut it to a five-point ballgame.
Five-point game, two possession affair right now. 3:30 and ticking, first quarter, Clay County 14, Hardy Memorial 9. The Hawks do have the basketball. Joyner with it out top, who's been loosely guarded by Gunner Silk. Silk now comes up a little closer, going to try to get a five-second call on the guy. Still with him, and he gets a steal. Gunner Silk, the District 6A defensive MVP, comes up with a steal here in the district quarterfinal, goes coast-to-coast, and adds his first points of the contest. Clay County up 16-9. Another steal. Ashlock steals a Joyner pass. Jake comes down court, hands off to Grant Strong, who takes it Strong to the hoop, scores with the left-handed layup. Strong is pretty smooth with either hand there, close to the basket.
Yes, he is. And looked like another foul on Jeff. Spivey there.
Picks up his second personal of the contest, and we see substitutes now. We have Eli Smith, Alec Kerr, and Keaton Arms checking into the fray. Staying on the floor with them will be Mason Sharp and Gunner Silk. 2:55 mark, first quarter. Clay County has Hardy Memorial doubled up right now, 18-9. Eli Smith comes in immediately, makes an impact, getting a steal. He comes back into the Bulldog front court, and the ball's kicked out of bounds by Joyner. Bulldog's going to, no. Looks like they're saying it was off of Smith. Hawk basketball. Hardy inbounds, Wong with it. His pass deflected by Silk. Kerr comes up with the steal. He's to the hoop. Left-handed layup's no good, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Alec Kerr, just a smart plug of energy anytime he comes into a contest, quickly making his presence known in this one.
Looking forward to seeing him the next few years.
Yeah, he's going to be really good. Just such a talented athlete. Of course, his mom and dad, Bobby Tupi Kerr, and Jan Arms, and his uncle, Jeff, that played for you, Coach Watson, arguably the greatest physical athlete to ever come through Bulldog basketball's program. 2:38 on this clock. A timeout's been taken, waiting before Kerr's second shot. 19-9 the score, Clay County in front.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Region 3A quarterfinals here in Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County leads Hardy Memorial 19-9. They built this 10-point lead, Daniel, here early in this first quarter behind Grant Strong, 6 points to lead the Dogs, but we've already got a half a dozen on the board.
Alec Kerr misses the second free throw, got his own rebound. That shot was short off the front of the rim, and it goes out of bounds. Hardy Memorial basketball. As Thomas said, 19-9 the score. Clay County in front by 10. Clay County also was up early on Gordonsville during the District 6A Championship. The Tigers battle back as we see Anthony Rector knock one down from right wing about 6 feet behind the mark, making it 19-12. Mason Sharp shows he can do it too.
He anchors them right back with one of his own.
Maybe not hardly as deep as Rector was on the shot, but Mason was about 4 feet behind the arc. Alec Kerr called for a personal foul as Clay County continues to pressure the basketball in the defensive backcourt. Foul was on the floor. More substitutes now. We see on the floor for Clay County, Jake Ashlock, Keaton Arms, Grant Strong, Alec Kerr, and Eli Smith.
Talk about Rector, Daniel. First player into double figures. He's got 10, make it 12 for Hardy Memorial.
22-12 the score. Actually 14 now after that bucket. Strong with it. Goes to the hoop. Lays it in. Oh, it comes off the front of the rim. He got his own rebound though, Coach. Put it back.
Well, he picked up an extra rebound there.
He did. Padding the stats a little bit. Grant Strong adding two more here. Hawks with the basketball. Joyner with it out top. Minute and a half left to play in this opening quarter. 24-14 the score. Hardy Memorial done a good job here of keeping it interesting during this first quarter of play as Joyner drives the right side of the lane. Shots up, no good. Got his own rebound, though. Almost surprised himself that he ended up back with the basketball, and he's going to reset the offense for the Hawks. He's working against Alec Kerr. Gets a little space against him, drives the left side of the lane. Shots up. A foul was called. I think they're saying it was on the floor, though. Alec Kerr called for the foul. His second personal, the foul was on the floor. Joyner drove the left side of the lane and actually hit the shot, but the foul occurred prior to that. Hawks on the inbound. Three-pointer taken, right corner, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong. Strong quickly now. Ahead to Eli Smith. Eli Smith's left block layup's good, and he's going to be fouled by Joyner. Eli Smith, the sophomore, going to the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way.
A great pass, then.
It was.
Ran a good break.
Good vision by Strong there, but a half-court pass ahead to Eli Smith, who was anticipating. A lot of times you might see a kid hustling the floor and not really looking around. Smith there looking for it.
There's nothing like
looking at this bunch. This is a bunch looks like that. We can't do a wholesale substituting any. I don't believe any time in the game because they're not going to be able to be put away. I don't believe.
No, they've got some scores.
They've got some scores, and they're, you know, for younger guys, pretty decent basketball players look
mm-hmm.
like.
Yeah, the nucleus is there to perhaps be pretty formidable in a few years for the Hawks. 27-14 currently the score after Smith hits that free throw to complete that three-point play. Hawks come down, commit another turnover. They've been their own worst enemy here in this first half. Clay County's had at least 10 steals in this first quarter. We're down to 50 seconds and ticking here in this opening frame. Gunner Sook with it out top, swings it to Strong. Strong inside to Ashcock. Jake shots up and right block, no good. He was fouled, though, by Carlos Wong, and Ashcock will go to the line to shoot two. Real good crowd on hand here for Clay County. We have about, we've got the home side, which is across from us here. It's pretty much full, about two-thirds of the way. And off to our right here, the two sections of the visiting side that Clay County's claimed as their own since this gym has been opened up.
Right.
We take three-fourths of the stadium here when we fill it up. Good crowd on hand, just not a lot of vocalized out of them at this point as they watch their Bulldogs work with a 15-point lead, 29-14. What did Ashlock do on the free throws, Thomas?
Made them both, Daniel. He's got a half dozen on the night, 6 points. Grant Strong's got 8 for Clay County, and we got a total of 7 already in the scoring column.
Mason Sharp commits a foul down the defensive end. Hardy Memorial to inbound the basketball. 35 seconds and ticking. First quarter, we'll have to see if the Hawks play quickly or play for the last shot. 29-14 the score. Clay County in front. Joyner with it out top under a lot of pressure from Silk, and it's going to be a 5-second call, I believe. Turnover, Clay County basketball, a 5-second call granted to Gunner Silk, and he is so good at doing that.
Absolutely.
He is, and he and Kerr and Smith, all three, have been on Joyner pretty close, getting close to that 5-second call the entire first quarter, really.
Joyner is a freshman, impresses me. Good little ball handler. He's going to do nothing but improve. I can definitely see him being a premier single-A player as he gets older. 10 seconds and ticking now. Clay County's just chewing time up. Gunner Silk puts it in motion. We're down to 5 seconds. Still gives to Strong. Strong at right block. Loses the handle on the basketball, and it's going to be Hardy Memorial ball with 2.3 seconds left. Looks like Strong had it stripped out of his hands by a Hawk, but apparently it went off of him. At least that's what they're calling. Hawks inbound. Rector with it. 1 second on the clock. Desperation three-pointer was actually blocked by Mason Sharp. It's into the first quarter. Clay County 29, Hardy Memorial 14, here in the Region 3A quarterfinals.
Wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Cattle farmers listening. Back here for second quarter action at Clay County High School. Bulldogs 29, the Hawks of Hardy Memorial 14. Starting this second frame, Hardy Memorial working at the hoop to our right during this first half. Clay County at the hoop to our left. I failed to tell you that earlier. Joyner comes down. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebounded by Grant Strong. Strong across the timeline, wants to keep it himself. Gets to the hoop and scores. 31-14 right now. Clay County with the advantage. Joyner coast to coast, and he's going to be called for a travel. Took one too many steps there as he tried to work the right side of the lane, give Keaton Arms, the freshman, credit with good defense there, forcing the issue, making Joyner take the extra step. Another Hardy Memorial turnover gives Clay County an opportunity to improve on this 17-point lead they've got. 31-14 right now. 7:20 mark of the second quarter. Strong with it baseline. Nice pass to Arms.
Another cut to the back. Good job by Keaton.
Good chemistry between those two. Of course, they've played a full season, actually two full seasons together in junior high, 7th and 8th grade. Keaton sat out last year, though, before coming to high school, so that's why Strong is a sophomore and Arms a freshman, but they're not new to each other on the hardwood. Hardy Memorial misses a shot. Clay County comes down. Gunner Silk fires a three. It rims in and out. Strong there, though, with the bank, the putback in midair to add two more points to his tally.
Kid can shoot the ball.
Rector comes down, adds his third three-pointer of the night, I believe.
Daniel. He's got 15 for the game already.
Of Hardy Memorial, 17. Keaton Arms tries a shot from 6 feet out. No good. Rebounded putback by Eli Smith. Nice to see Smith getting a good offensive night together here. His fourth point of the contest, I believe. Mason Sharp with the steal on the ensuing possession. He kicks it back down to Grant Strong, who goes baseline. Nice spin move. Puts it in from right block. Two more points. You start to see some of these moves that Grant Strong has in his toolbox coming out later as the season goes. We've seen him do a lot of different things this year. He had a rough night during the District 6A championship, but you're going to have a few of those along.
Yeah.
He's averaging around 23, 24 points a game, and the Tigers held him to single digits in that contest, I think.
You know, that was one of those, you know, when you play that many games, you're going to have a bad game every once in a while, no matter. And
that's right. This is
I'm surprised we didn't see a few more of them during the year.
I agree.
Every time you face Gordonsville, they were keying on Strong all night long, running two at him, trying to get it out of his hands as he pulls up for three and misses that one, Daniel.
This is the 30th contest of the season. For Clay County, they are 26-3. Eli Smith adds two more points on the Bulldog end. 5:55 and ticking, second quarter. 41-17 the score. Clay County with a big lead. These teams met a year ago in this exact same game here at Clay County High School. I think the final one, that one was 90-something to 30-something. And we're on our way to a similar score. Strong blocks a Rector layup. Strong passes ahead to Eli Smith, and Eli adds two more. He's getting close to double digits.
He got nine, Daniel. What a pass from Strong right there. Perfect in stride. Smith didn't even have to take a dribble.
Something I hadn't seen in a long time, guys. A backspin two-hand chest pass that bounced up. and he picked it up and laid it in. A beautiful, sometimes unnoticed, skill that we saw right there.
It was impressive. A Hawk scores from three. I'm assuming it was Rector.
It was Joyner this time. Now.
Oh, Joyner this time jumping in for Hardy Memorial on the scoring. Carson Sharp checks into the contest. I just missed what happened here on the Bulldog end. Did we have a turnover?
Yeah, and got Grant for a walk down on this end.
Okay. Hardy Memorial basketball. Three-pointer taken by Palmer in the right corner, and he finds it from there. The Hawks are making it rain from distance tonight. That's about all they have scored are three-pointers. I guess that's the way they like to do things down in District 5. It's 43-23 right now. 4 minutes and 50 seconds on the clock. Second quarter action. Carson Sharp with it. Left wing. Kicks it back to Gunner Silk. He fires a three. No good off the right side of the rim. Sharp hustles. Tries to get the rebound, and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. Eli Smith going to inbound from beneath the Clay County hoop off to our left.
Official just wasn't sure about that one, Daniel. There was two Sharp and one of the other players flying out of bounds after it. About all they could do.
We've not got to see a lot of Carson Sharp this year in varsity action because of the depth of this Bulldog team. But he's another one, just highly athletic. I've not honestly watched him play a lot of basketball over the years because he didn't see action last year. Now, he's played a ton of JV games. Assistant coach Andrew Meadows was the JV head coach, and he played around 30 games with those guys this year. I'm sure Carson was a mainstay in that.
He was, Daniel, and I remember back 2 years ago to junior high, Carson was a starter on that team and defensive specialist along with Spivey, Strong, Arms, and Kerr, if you'll remember. And he was just one of those guys that brought it every night, led the point on the press out front, and you just couldn't get a ball by him.
Joyner adds two more for the Hawks. Gunner Seal could hit two free throws for Clay County, and Grant Strong throwing it down on the baseline dunk. Nice assist. I think it was Gunner Seal.
Yes, it was. Beautiful pass.
Full court pass
caught
to Strong.
It, tried and put it away.
Grant knew just what to do with that one. Rattled the whole rim, starting to add some strength to those dunks. Here's Grant Strong. Hawks miss a shot. Gunner Silk rebounds. Comes across the timeline. Works at D.I. Smith. Nice dish off to Strong. And
great
he adds
pass.
Two more.
Great pass and great break.
We see the chemistry between these younger players. Primarily this year, it's been Silk, Sharp, and Ashlong, joined by Spivey and Strong. We see now all freshmen and sophomores on the floor other than Silk, and they know just how to play together as Strong passes ahead to Sharp, who adds two more. Clay County's getting hot here, 51-25, 3.5 minutes left, second quarter. Joyner with it, comes across the timeline for Hardy Memorial, hands off to Rector. Rector's having to fire from anywhere. He's working against Carson Sharp. He's at right wing. Has his pocket picked by Sharp. Strong picks up a loose ball, and a foul's going to be called. Actually, they're going to say Grant stepped out of bounds, I think. No?
No, they've called
Hardy Memorial foul.
Well, now you're talking about the pace picking up. I missed the dunk sitting here.
It was good.
Writing everything down. I didn't even get to, you know, color commentate on that one.
You'll have to go back and see it on film. It's the best one I've seen him throw down.
It was a nice two-hand dunk.
As we see Grant fit on out, we're going to see him bringing more power to plays like that. Mason Sharp adds three more. He's in his premier spot, left wing there, and knocks down another three-pointer. 54-25, the score, 2:50 and ticking, second quarter action. Hawks with it in the offensive front court. Joyner with it out top. Gunner Silk backs off of him, gives him time. Going to see everybody play a lot in this one tonight as Clay County has a huge 54-25 lead, and here we are with 2.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Exactly what we expected coming into this one. We knew Hardy Memorial could score from distance, but we knew that's about all they could do. Clay County, just one of those teams. Coach Edwards, year after year, just keeps reloading. It's never a rebuild, it doesn't seem. Tyreek Key left, and we saw that slew of juniors step in and run the show for 2 years. Seven of those seniors last year graduating. We come in. We knew we had some veteran starters with Sharp and Ashok returning. Knew we had some talented younger players. And I told you, you guys early on this year, Jake Ashok adds two more. This team, I think, is better than last year's team. And things just keep getting brighter here at Clay County High School as we're under 2 minutes to play in the second quarter, 56-25 the score.
You know, I remember going back and writing a preseason story, a preview of basketball season. That was the headline, Daniel. Clay County, instead of looking to rebuild, they were looking to reload, and that's what's played out in front of us.
That's where I got the term from. I remember that very well. It was well said, and it is true. Clay County with the ball, a foul called against Tardy Memorial. Now, I'll just go ahead and forewarn you, as this thing continues to get more spread out in distance, right now it's 56-27, as Gunner Silk goes to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. We're sometimes apt to wander and ramble a little bit when things get so stretched out. We'll try to make sure you know who's on the floor right now. It's Spivey, Ashok, Sharp, Silk, and Strong. We'll try to make sure we always mention at least when Clay County scores a basket, but we do sometimes wander as these games get further and further out of competitive nature. 58-27 the score currently. That is a 31-point lead if my math is correct. Rector with it. Fires a long three. No good. Rebound Grant Strong. Strong in the backcourt. Comes across the timeline now. Passes ahead to Sharp. He adds two more from the right block. Grant with a handful of assists already in the first half of this one. Joyner with it out top for the Hawks. He fires a three. It's good. The talented freshman, Eli Joyner, adding three more. Ashok with it. Hands off to Strong. Kicks to Spivey. His first three-pointer of the night. Finds nothing but the bottom. Jeff Spivey, the highest three-point percentage on this Bulldog team.
With another assist from Strong.
It was. He's in the mid-40s on season percentage, I think, and that's just huge for 3 points.
Yes, it is.
30 seconds left, second quarter action. Joyner with the basketball for the Hawks. Fade away, spinning jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound Ashok. Clay County going to get to play for the last shot of the half if they want to. 15 seconds now, Grant Strong with it. Left wing, dribbles back towards the timeline, checking Coach Edwards' intentions. He picks up the dribble, hands off to Gunner Silk. Down to 5 seconds now, and ticking on this clock. Silk back to Strong, high post, free throw line jumpers, no good. Tip back by Spivey, no good.
That's a good tip by Spivey. That's something we haven't seen a lot of lately.
That's true. It is halftime here at Clay County High School with the buzzer sounds. Clay County 63, Hardy Memorial 30 at the end of a high-scoring first half. 33-point lead for the Bulldogs in this Region 3A quarterfinal. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank & Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, We are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Bonnie Shop Halftime Show here for Region 3A Tournament opening action, where Clay County leads Hardy Memorial 63-30 here at intermission, and they're poised to advance to the region semifinals Tuesday night for a possible fourth matchup with Pickett County High School. Clay County just on a roll here tonight. They led the Hawks 29-14, went up by 15 at the end of the first quarter, and then have this 33-point advantage here at halftime behind a huge half from sophomore Grant Strong, who has a total of 18 points already at half. I don't keep up with assists and rebounds, but I dare say he's getting close to a triple-double, just doing it all here for Clay County, including throwing down a two-handed dunk to get this crowd on their feet. Jake Ashlock has 8. Mason Sharp, also in double figures, with 10. Gunner Silk has 8. Jeffrey Spivey, 5. Alec Kerr has 1 point from the free throw line. Eli Smith, 7 off the bench. Keaton Arms, 2. And Carson Sharp, 2, to round out 9 players in the scoring column for Clay County. On the other hand, for the Hawks, only 3 players on the board, being led by Anthony Rector, the senior guard. He has 15 points, 3 three-pointers in the first half. Eli Joyner, the freshman point guard, has 12 for the Hawks, and Terrence Palmer has 3. Again, Clay County leads 63-30 here in the Region 3A quarterfinals in Salina. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biosciences PMI Biopharma Solutions. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today. Back here on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, about 2 minutes and 45 seconds away from the third quarter. Go ahead and look a little deeper at this region bracket. As we mentioned, we'll quickly run through them again. Monterey is down at South Pittsburgh tonight, thanks to Thomas's buddy Terry Everett. We do have a score on that one. South Pittsburgh 25, Monterey 33 at the half. A tight one there. Gordonsville is hosting Whipple. Clay County leads Hardy Memorial 63-30 at the half. And we do not have a score from Spencer, Tennessee, where Van Buren County is taking on Pickett County. Clay County will play the winner of that one Tuesday night at Livingston. According to the TWSWA bracket, it's a 7:45 tip-off. Usually you see those at 7:30, so we will be there and have coverage starting 15 minutes prior to the contest. We'll try to find out between now and then, so I'd start checking around 7:15 and just keep doing so as the evening goes on. Looking over at the other leg.
I believe that's 6 o'clock starting time.
We got the late game.
That's what I'm saying. The regular game starts at 6.
The other one starts at, that's what they've got.
Instead of 7 o'clock like these tonight.
They've got a 6 o'clock and a 7:45 scheduled, so we'll see what happens. That'll be Tuesday night. I think it's safe to say Clay County is going to advance in this one. Looking ahead to bigger things, perhaps, we'll go ahead and talk for a second about districts 4 and 5, making up Region 4. That includes Fayetteville and Eagleville. Those are the teams that are the favors in that one. If you'll remember last year, it was Fayetteville that came to Salina and knocked out Clay County here on their home court, and Fayetteville advanced on to the state tournament. Likely going to see Fayetteville and Eagleville coming out of that. They are the, I said districts 4 and 5. I should have said district 7 and 8. That's who we match up with for sub-state. Right. But that's all getting the cart before the horse. We're going to have Pickett County most likely Tuesday night, Coach, for a fourth matchup with the Bobcats. And every time we played them, it's been tight.
It's been a tough ball game, and I expect nothing less this time because, you know, we're very familiar with each other. The kids have played with and against each other for a number of years now. They all know each other.
Yep.
A lot of respect there, but also a lot of competition there.
It's
got a score here, Daniel. Pickett County leads Van Buren 24-13 at the half. So those coaches slowing that one down up there. You know, anything could happen in Spencer.
24-13, yeah, I remember, I guess my fondest memory of Spencer, I wasn't on hand for it, but 2 years ago, Clay County, a 4 seed, goes up to Spencer, a number 1 seed, in this particular round, the region quarterfinals, and knocked them off. They had the senior Mills, who's over at Tech now playing. It was supposed to be their game. We didn't have a senior on the squad that year. Went up there and put them out.
It was, you know, we had lost the District 6A consolation game. Down on our luck, Jackson County had just beat us, and Coach Edwards got this team going, and they went up there and shocked the world.
That was 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago to this night. Third quarter action underway. Clay County with the basketball. They have switched into the floor. They're off dry right now. As we saw an alley-oop attempt from Gunner Silk to Grant Strong, who went baseline. The pass just a little too high for Strong, though, who was way up above
the rim. He was really too short. I believe that's what it was.
Hardy Memorial ball, Joyner with it out top. It's been all Joyner and Rector. I think Rector has 20.
He's got 15. Joyner has 12. Only one other person has scored, and that is Palmer with a three-pointer.
And we see another three-pointer knocked down by the freshman, Eli Joyner, the point guard, and he's a solid player. Hardy Memorial just lacking a few. They've got two real good ones as Jeff Spivey fires a three from left corner. No good. Rebounded by Mason Sharp. Sharp kicks it out to Strong. Strong across the silk, back to Spivey in the corner again, who looks inside Nashlock. Can't get him the ball, though. Swings it to Sharp. Sharp now baseline pass to Strong. Strong out top to Silk. Now back to Spivey in the corner. Just good perimeter passing. Now inside to Strong, who gives up to Sharp. Three-pointer, right corner, good. Nice pass by Strong. I started to question it. He was right beneath the hoop, but he saw Sharp just waiting on it, Coach.
Yeah, that was a Sharp layup.
Yeah. Sharp with 3 three-pointers on the contest. 2 more points added. by Joyner. Sharp again with it, right corner, gives to Strong, jump shot, nothing but the bottom of the net.
That good mid-range jumper.
It was, around that 12-foot range. 6.5 minutes to play, third quarter action, Clay County in front, 68-35. Joyner, long three-pointer, good. Joyner's a ball player.
I'm glad he doesn't have any big brothers.
Yeah, for sure. Gunner Silk with it out top for Clay County, swings it to Mason Sharp at the right wing. Now baseline Ashcock, pass to Strong. He misses the shot in the middle of the lane. Got his own rebound, kicks it back out to Sharp. Three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jeff Spivey. Hardy Memorial going to have the possession. I'm greatly impressed with Joyner. Rector, too, but Joyner specifically, a freshman, he's got game.
And he's matched Strong for a game-high 20, Daniel, coming out here and scoring eight quick ones in this third quarter. Make it 10.
Leading scorer in this ball game now is Eli Joyner, the freshman point guard for Hardy Memorial. Unfortunately for him, though, his team trails by 28 to Clay County. 68-40 currently the score. Third quarter action, 5.5 minutes left. Spivey, three-pointer left corner, no good. Off the back of the rim, rebounded by Ashlock, who gives to Sharp. He fires a three, no good on that one. Rebound Spivey, putback's good.
Good rebound and putback.
Spivey has developed quite a bit as an inside rebounder. Down the stretch, you see him in there a lot, pulling down offensive rebounds and getting putbacks.
Done a great job all year long, playing out of position, really, Daniel. He's long in there, but he's having to play that four spot and guard some guys that are bigger than he is. Not necessarily tonight, but we've seen him do it all year long.
Ashcock with a steal, passes to Strong. Strong passes to Sharp. Another assist for Grant Strong as Mason Sharp adds a layup from right block. 72-40 the score. Joyner, long three-pointer. It's good. He is having a great contest and a 30-second timeout taken by David Jones of Hardy Memorial. 4:39 left to play, third quarter, Clay County 72, Hardy Memorial 43. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back at third quarter action, Clay County with the basketball. Jeff Spivey left wing, three-point attempt, no good. Jeff can't hardly find the mark tonight from distance. That's okay, though. Saving them up for Tuesday night against Pickett County.
Yeah.
4 minutes left, third quarter action. Joyner with the ball, drives to the hoop. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Ashcock. Joyner shaking up on the play. He's yet to come down. It's 5-on-4, and Grant Strong lays it in. Joyner coming to the bench. Hardy needs a timeout, and finally the official sees that Joyner is injured. Limps his way to the bench with 25 points. He has 13 in this quarter, as Thomas has been saying, and I don't know that they'll score a point with him on the sideline. A Hawk three-pounder missed, rebounded by Strong, passes ahead to Eli Smith, and Smith knocks that one down. Lay up from left block, good for the sophomore. Hardy basketball, three-pointer taken by Rector, no good, rebound Grant Strong. Strong across the timeline, looking ahead, can't find an outlet pass, slows it down. He's at left wing now, picks up the dribble, gives to Sharp. Sharp to Spivey, who's in right corner. Jeff hands off to Jake, who goes back to Spivey. His three-pointer from right wing, good.
Found that one.
Just needed to come around to this right-hand
side.
Same
side.
3 minutes left, third quarter.
He forgot which side he was on.
79-43 the score. Clay County with a 35-point lead, and there it is, the TWSWA Mercy Rule in basketball. I don't know if Hardy comes back. Now, they changed it to 35.
No matter when.
In the second half, I think.
Okay.
It may just be fourth quarter.
I'm not sure on that either.
Just fourth quarter. You was right, Coach. I thought you were signaling four for four. You was talking about fourth quarter. It's a nice little alley-oop play from Smith to Strong. Strong couldn't finish it. Strong with the dunk, but he does lay it in, and that's good enough for the 2 points. Hardy Memorial basketball, 81-43 the score. Palmer with it, right wing, hands off to Rector. Rector passes baseline to a teammate, Corbin Merrill. Merrill loses the ball. Bulldogs with it in the front court. Another turnover, though, for them. As Carlos Wong comes up with the steal, passes ahead to Rector, a three-pointer, no good, knocked out of bounds by the Hawks, and Clay County's going to have the basketball. We see substitutes coming in. It's Alec Kerr, Carson Sharp, and Keaton Arms. Setting down for Clay County is going to be Mason Sharp, Jake Ashcock, and Grant Strong. We may not see those guys again in this one. Coach, you called for them during our Ashcock and Strong Insurance final word during the pregame show. That the starters needed some reps tonight. They played quite a bit.
Yes, they did.
As you mentioned as well, that Hardy Memorial didn't really allow mass substitution early in this one. Thomas, you've missed something. I can tell you what was you need.
Who's the last scorer for Clay County? I missed it.
Eli Smith.
Okay.
Keaton Arms with a missed off rebound. Passes head to Smith. Dishes off to Sharp. Carson Sharp adds two more. 83-43. I've got to mention the job Thomas does during this game. He writes down a lot of different stuff for both squads. In a fast-paced action scoring contest like this, he can't hardly look up. That's why he did have to ask who scored the last points for Clay County. I don't see how he does what he does. As we see a foul called on the floor against the Hawks, number 22, Corbin Merrill. That's his first. And Coach Watson, the officials have done a pretty good job of keeping themselves out of this one. Not a lot of fouls, Kyle.
But we haven't, you know, either team hasn't, made very many fouls. It's just been, good defense, good offense. We hadn't had, these guys, flying toward the basket and begging for fouls, that type of game. And it's just been a well-played little basketball game.
It has. Spivey adds three more as he has found his stroke from the right-hand side of the court now. Hit a three-pointer from right wing. Carlos Wong with it for Richard Hardy Memorial.
Good to see Joyner back in there, guys.
Yeah, I think he was more hurt that he missed the layup than actually physically hurt. He still is favoring it a little bit, though, as Carson Sharp stole the ball from him. Sharp goes coast to coast. And he shows off his speed. Carson Sharp, a 2-year starter in football, is a defensive back. Freshman and sophomore year started, played so well back there, had an interception in that big South Pittsburgh second-round playoff game. And he's having a chance here to highlight his skills in this region quarterfinal on the hardwood. Sharp, just a great athlete. Palmer with the basketball for Hardy. And a foul called on Carson Sharp, who was absolutely handled
there.
And then you mentioned, Thomas, all the time about Alec Kerr, Gunner Silk, and Eli Smith on that defense. And we see Carson can play that same type aggressive in-your-face defense.
And we saw early in the season Coach Edwards going to him in certain situations. And I think maybe when we had a couple injuries and things. But as Eli Smith hits a three at the buzzer, Daniel.
Third quarter action has ended in Clay County. With that big Eli Smith three-pointer at the buzzer, leads Richard Hardy Memorial 91-43. Stay with us for this Mercy Rule running clock fourth quarter.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Salina Health and Rehab.
Foul called against Richard Hardy Memorial, an offensive foul to start this fourth quarter. We will have a mercy rule running clock during this fourth quarter. If a team leads by 35 heading into the fourth and final frame, it will run continuously. On the floor for Clay County right now, Alec Kerr, Jimmy Burgett, who just fired a three-pointer and missed it, Carson Sharp, Eli Smith, and Keaton Arms. Hardy Memorial with the basketball. Rector out top. The lone senior on the squad for head coach David Jones.
Have we given a shout-out to our JV team this year that won the traditional JV's tournament over here a couple of weeks ago?
No, we talked about how they had a long season, played a lot of games under the tutelage of Andrew Meadows, but they did have a district 6A JV tournament.
They did have one of those for a few years, and we won it again this year.
That is right. Rector adds a free throw. Yeah, that's a good point, Coach. We've not talked about that. I think that took place earlier in the month of February.
I think we beat Gainsborough and Gordonsville, I believe, the last two games to win that. It's just an all-day affair.
Yes.
And some great basketball by the JVs.
Rector hits both those free throws. 91-45 now the score. Such a talented group of freshmen and sophomores for Clay County. This group has been great all throughout the different divisions of sports. As they've come up as young Bulldogs, and now they're getting a chance to do it on varsity, in varsity style. On the 4-4 Clay County, I'm going to call it one more time, Carson Sharp, Alec Kerr, Eli Smith, John Hamilton now for Keaton Arms, and Jimmy Burchett. Arms to the basket, scores. Left-handed layup from the left side of the lane. That's not hardly a surprise to see him do it. He is a southpaw, after all.
Yes, he is.
93-45, Clay County threatening to break the century mark in this one. A steal by Jimmy Burchett. Layup, right block, no good. Rebounded by Carson Sharp. Sharp passes to Hamilton. He adds two more points right in the middle of the lane. John Hamilton must be a fan favorite here at Clay County High School because that was the biggest applause we had heard of the night. 95-45 the score. Clay County up by 50. Rector with it for the Hawks. Dribbles into the paint, loses the handle on the ball. They're saying it was knocked out of bounds by Eli Smith. Checking in now are Joseph Markham and Heath Hensley. Coming to sit down will be Alec Kerr and Eli Smith. And that signifies the playing of every player now on the bench for Coach Edwards.
I think Joseph Markham is one of the best-looking young athletes we've got in all sports that he chooses to play in.
Heath Hensley with a steal. He comes coast-to-coast, missed the layup, and he's going to be fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. And we have found the Bulldog that gets fans out of their seats quicker than John Hamilton does, and it is Heath Hensley. This place got real excited whenever Hensley came up with that steal and headed his way down court.
It did, and a lot of it came from the bench, Daniel. These players, when the starters, when the reserves are in, they get excited about seeing them go to the line, and Hensley misses the first.
A little bit short off the front of the iron. Yeah, Joseph Markham, you was mentioning him, Coach. Of course, older brothers, Jacob and Jared, good football players for the Bulldogs. As Hensley hits that second free throw, getting a good applause from the crowd. Joseph with the potential to be the best of the three, and he's not only just a one-sport player, right, as you mentioned. He's a good basketball player,
yeah,
too.
I've noticed over the years how his basketball skills have kind of caught up with his body, and he looks like, you know, he may be that secret here in about another year or so.
Yeah, he's got the potential to really be something. He's a great running back in football. Coach Johnson used him some there, and he started at outside linebacker, so he definitely can play ball. Richard Hardy with the basketball. Clay County with a huge lead, though, 96-45 after Hensley hit one of those free throws. The Hawks have it in the hands of Corbin Merrill at right wing. He passes across to Rector. On the floor for the Dogs, Joseph Markham, Jimmy Burchett, Carson Sharp, Heath Hensley, and John Hamilton. Wide Holby with it. He fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Markham. Markham outlet pass to Burchett. Burchett ahead to Sharp. Sharp hands off to Hamilton. Hamilton shoots. Left-handed layup's good. John Hamilton getting it done with his fourth point of the contest. A turnover now for the Hawks. Gives it back to the Bulldogs, and the next point will make it 198-45 currently the score.
And about all this crowd has gotten into, really, Daniel, is trying to get Clay County to the century mark here tonight. You got 3 minutes to do it, and Hamilton may be the man.
Hamilton misses the footbag. He gets the second one, though, and Clay County has got 100.
Big smile on his face.
Carson Sharp had fired a three-pointer, missed it. Hamilton's first footbag was no good. He cleaned it up on his second attempt, though. As a foul's called, 2:40 and kicking. Clock will not stop. Hardy Memorial with the basketball. Foul against Carson Sharp. Just a good night here. No injuries for Clay County. Everybody's got to play. Coach Edwards getting going to have his 446th overall win. Coach Watson, if he gets another, he'll tie Euro mark from the sign of high school days.
Got great news, great news. I mean, that's what they're there for. That's why you write them down.
That's right.
For the next guy to have something to shoot for and get it.
Jimmy Burchett comes up with a steal, gives to Markham. Now Hamilton back across the paint to Sharp. Hensley comes up with it now at the left elbow. Passes back to Mason. Mason inside to Jimmy. Jimmy converts on points. 102-45 the score now. Under 2 minutes to play in this one. 155 and ticking. Couldn't have went any better for Clay County tonight. It was word for word perfect to the script. Basket's good for a Hawk. It's going to be Rector, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play, and this is going to chew up most of this minute and a half that's left in this contest. Richard Hardy making the two-and-a-half-hour drive up from South Fitchburg, Tennessee. Will be sent home tonight. They've got a couple great players, though, primarily freshman Eli Joyner. I thought it was a shooting foul, but they're calling it a one-and-one attempt, and it can't be because there's only 5 teams.
Right, they counted the basket.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was flabbergasted because on the missed free throw, everybody responded to it and started playing ball, and I thought he had two. Joseph Markham at the line to shoot. He will get to shoot two, I believe. Under a minute to play in this one.
I think we're going to make a substitution. Let their guy come off the floor here in a minute, I believe.
The lone senior playing his last game for Richard Hardy Memorial. Many of the Clay County fans clapping here as a substitution's taking place. And Anthony Rector, playing his last game as a Hawk, has come to the sideline. He scared us early, hitting some big three-pointers in this one. He's one of the two Hawk players that had business on the floor, honestly, tonight here against the Bulldogs. Joseph Markham adds two more from right block. 104-47 the score. 20 seconds left in this Region 3 quarterfinal. Clay County can advance on to Livingston Academy Tuesday night, where they'll be facing the Pekin County Bobcats. If the Bobcats can hang on in the second half against Van Buren, it was a 24-13 score. There's the half. Jimmy Burchett has the ball. They're encouraging him to shoot, but the buzzer's going to sound. He just grins and lets the time run out. Final score here from Clay County High School. Bulldogs 104, Richard Hardy Memorial School Hawks 47. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solution. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hague and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. Bulldogs are now 27-3 with their big win here tonight. Final score, Clay County 104, Hardy Memorial
47.
We'll go ahead and do the wrap up here of this one. It just kind of went as we thought it would, Coach. It was all Bulldogs from opening tip. Hardy Memorial kept it close early with some scoring, but just a picture-perfect night. No injuries. Everybody got to play. And I think Thomas will tell us in a few minutes that every Bulldog on the team scored a basket tonight.
That's great. And, you know, we got to do a shout-out this Hardy Memorial bunch.
Yeah.
Those young men on the floor. I mean, have you guys ever seen a bunch that that well-coached?
Sure.
I mean, they lacked a lot in talent, but they had some ability out there, and they conducted themselves as extremely well-raised youngins.
You're right. I agree 100%.
Well, how many 104 to 47 games are that entertaining?
Right.
You know, I mean, they had two players.
Yep.
They could really score the basketball, guys, and it wasn't like we weren't guarding them.
No.
You know, you had Eli Joyner finishing with 25 points, had 13 there to start the second half, did it in about 3 minutes. And then Anthony Rector finished with 19. Only one other person on the board, and that was Terrence Palmer, an eighth grader, that made a three-pointer. So you're right, Coach. Hats off to them for making the long trip, first of all, knowing they're probably going to come up here and get blown out. But they never gave up. They played hard, and it made it for a fun game to watch.
They did. And for whatever reason, their girls' team did not make the trip to Clark Range last night. Went ahead and forfeited that one. I never did find out why they did that. But, absolute hats off to the Hardy Memorial School Hawks in this one. Their season does end. Honestly, not a lot to talk about in this one outside of Clay County scoring, with every Bulldog scoring. So go ahead and let Thomas do that before we go to our break and come back and announce TDS Top Performer. We'll go ahead and talk about that Pinckney County game some, either before or after break. I'll let Thomas decide.
Well, we'll run down the scoring here, Daniel, again. Every Bulldog on the board, I'll have to count them here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What do we have, 14 on the bench, I think.
So.
Every Bulldog in the scoring column. And we had four in double figures, led by Grant Strong tonight. He had 24. Jeff Spivey had 13. Mason Sharp had 15. And Eli Smith, big game for him, had 14 points. Most of those coming in transition off the hand of Grant Strong. Jake Ashlock had 8. Gunnar Silk had 8. Alec Kerr, 3. Keaton Arms, 2. 6 from John Hamilton. He's the one that put us over the century mark with that putback. Carson Sharp, 6 points. Jimmy Burchett, 2. Joseph Markham, 2. And Heath Hensley, to the delight of this crowd and the bench, made a free throw in this one, guys. So went like we wanted it to.
It certainly did. Not much to say about it other than that. Huge win for the Bulldogs. We're going to go ahead and play one short break, come back, announce the TDS top performer from the game, talk just a little bit about that Pinckney County game coming up Tuesday night, and a few more final thoughts. Stay with us one more time.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here one more time on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County winners tonight 104-47 over Richard Hardy Memorial. Time now to announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. And like it also often is, we had to go with sophomore Grant Strong just for the great diversity that he played with tonight. We saw him slam dunk the ball. We saw him score mid-range jumpers. We saw him with a handful of assists. We saw him pull down rebounds. He's just everywhere, and that's going to continue to be the case as he just improves each and every game in his Bulldog career. What a great night for him.
It was, and, you know, Daniel, you bragged on me for keeping up with all this stuff. Well, I'm going to confirm it with a guy that keeps up with more than I do, and that's assistant coach Andrew Metis. But, Coach, he had to have a triple-double tonight, didn't he, Coach Watson?
Yes, I think so.
I don't know if we can confirm that or not.
Look
but,
like Andrew may be in a dead run coming over this
Grant way. Strong had a hand in about every bucket in that first half and several there late in the third quarter. Just a great performance for Grant and a little bit of redemption for the young player, too.
Yeah, he had a bad night over at Livingston. And
great bounce back.
It was. That's very important too. Headed into what's going to be a huge game with Pickett County, and they will test him very well. We've got assistant coach Andrew Meadows here. Did we confirm Grant had a triple double?
We did, Daniel. 10 rebounds and 13 assists, I think, or vice versa. I don't know what it was, but 24 points, 10 and 13. Just a great night for Grant Strong.
A triple-double for Grant Strong. That's not something we talk about much. We see double-doubles take place, and even that in high school basketball is pretty tough. If you get one, it's primarily points and rebounds. Mm-hmm. Every now and then you'll see a point guard perhaps get one with the assist, but just a great, well-rounded game. By Grant Strong. Coach, final thoughts on Grant?
Well, I mean, like I said, hopefully this will run over into the next game. And as you said, it's not, you usually won't see a guard that picks up the rebounds. You know, he'll pick up points and assists, but not the rebounds. But now he picked up a bunch of rebounds tonight.
He certainly did.
I'll tell you one thing we haven't commented on. When Grant skies for a rebound, he's already, seems like he's halfway down court before his feet hits the ground. He just got that drive, guys. When he pulls the board and starts the break, nobody does it better than Grant Strong, in my opinion.
If you watch him, his eyes are looking down court. He's looking to make that pass.
From the time he was a little kid, he's been told the first thing you do when you get the ball is look at your basket.
Right. Yeah. And that's what he does. He turns the eyes ahead and he attacks.
He does. Sometimes he keeps it. Sometimes
he knows,
he knows who's
on the floor with him at that time. And he kind of seems like he instinctively knows where the ball needs to go with that if he does pass it and where it needs to go.
He's just improving all the time. Tonight's TDS top performer was Grant Strong, and it was brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We'll be back on our Tuesday night from Livingston Academy. We do not have a final score from the Pickett County Van Buren game, but I'm assuming that the Bobcats pulled that one out. They were leading 24-13 at the half.
The last I see is 37-26, Pickett County, start of the first quarter.
Okay.
Start of the fourth quarter.
Van Buren keeping it close, but we'll go ahead and say that it's going to be Pickett County. That's going to be huge, folks. If you can, come to Livingston. Cheer on the Bulldogs in person. We need the best atmosphere of the year in that one. Supporting the guys. If you can't, we'll be covering it live, of course.
We will also have a final from my good friend Terry Everett from South Pittsburgh. The Wildcats with a big second half comeback. They won 83-60.
Okay.
Monterey did.
Monterey winners tonight. We know that they're advancing. We know Clay County's advancing. We'll have to find out about the Gordonsville Tigers and about Pickett County. So, folks, Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, and we'll be back on Tuesday night around 7:30-ish, 15 minutes prior to the Clay County tip-off from Livingston. Have a great weekend. Join us then.